In the meantime, we are keeping an eye on this story as well. We often hear about the shortage of foster carers across the country, especially Berkshire. Berkshire needs more. Mary is a teenager from Slough who's been in care since she was at primary school. She's one of the many vulnerable children who's been fostered, and she's spoken out about asking more people to help and sign up. Mary has written her own experiences of fostering. Let's have a listen to what she has written. It's read by one of our journalists.
So many foster carers are needed. You may think you're not the right one, but everyone can be the right one for the right child. Becoming a foster carer will change many lives in a strong, positive way. You should become a foster carer and watch a child grow into something amazing. You should be a foster carer to make the child happy and give them life experiences. You should be a foster carer and support the child with their views and feelings. You should be a foster carer to achieve and to know that you've saved a child's life.
Well, 37 people have been in touch with Slough Fostering Services thanks to Mary's message. Let's speak to our foster mum, Sam. Sam, hello to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Why did you decide to foster?
My husband and I decided to foster. We just had a business, and we just sold the business, and we felt like doing something different, something to give back to the community, and something that would make us feel very proud, and something that was very rewarding, and fostering fitted all of it.
And what was the experience like in reality?
In reality, it is so rewarding. I've got the lovely Mary, who is fantastic, and another two children in placement with me. And it's something that I highly recommend because you are changing lives, and there's no better feeling than that.
Mind you, that being said, it must have been quite a scary thought. You know, these are real human beings, and you're, and they've been through a lot, and suddenly they're coming to you. That must have initially, when you knew they were on their way that morning, that afternoon, been one of those moments.
It's a little bit scary and you do get nervous, but you are offered fantastic support. We have our own social worker who was ours to work with and deal with, and they would never place someone with you that was out of your capabilities. And you've got a lot of training, a lot of support, and of course you've got a financial package that goes with that as well. So it's something that you can definitely do. Anyone can do it.
You obviously knew about Mary when you took Mary on, as it were, but you know the reality of looking after Mary day after day, how did that go? Did you sort of both click straight away?
We didn't click straight away. I think it takes a little bit of time. You've got to learn each other. You've got to learn new routines. And it's a little bit, from both sides, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. It's a little bit scary. But like everything in life, you find that routine. You eventually click and you find a common ground with that young person and you never look back because you're there for all those little changes, those little moments where they're reaching those tiny milestones and you feel that pride and you are there behind them for every step of the way and that causes that bond to grow.
Yeah, and given what we just heard there, what Mary wrote, I think you must be very proud of that.
Oh, I'm super proud of her. I think it's fantastic that a 15-year-old girl understands the importance of good foster carers, and Slough Children's Services Trust is in desperate need of foster carers, so I'd urge anyone to give them a ring. They'll talk you through it, and we've all got something to offer.
It must be tricky, because you must wonder why people are being put off fostering, but bear with me on this one. It's a bit like I couldn't be a puppy walker for Royal, you know, for the Guide Dogs of the Blind, because in some ways, you know, you sort of fall in love with this. The emotion would take over. I couldn't hand the puppy back. I mean, and, you know, there's always that moment where you do have to say goodbye. I know that comes with being a parent, but at the same time, you're always a parent, as it were. Foster parent, you're always a foster parent?
You always are foster parents. I've got young people that left me at 18 and still come for every Christmas and every Easter at the age of 21, 22 and 23. So you're a big part of their journey, and you'll get an odd message on your phone, just a hello or something like that. And just the thought of being part of someone's journey is enough for that. And again, of course, it is hard. Transitions are hard. We are human beings and we feel it. But you have support. There's a fantastic support for us foster carers with other foster carers and social workers. So any time that you do feel it, you just need to reach out. There's someone there for you.
And given their support, and, you know, I imagine you get advice and you're helped and you must have questioned it, but you're allowed that emotion, you're allowed that almost love for whoever you are being the foster mum to.
Of course. You're allowed to feel that. You're allowed to follow those emotions, and it's a road that you travel, and you're allowed to travel that road. We all human, and I think foster carers, we feel it too, and we make sure we've got a good support network around us. And hopefully, you may be able to see that young person. I mean, there are times where they can still maybe do a contact for that young person or whatever, or you're allowed a phone call, so it's not always a goodbye and I'll never see you again.
So if you were listening to this right now and considering foster caring and being a foster parent, what would you say?
I would say definitely do it. You are changing someone's life. You are part of a journey. You are bringing a positive experience to that young person. Anybody can do it. It doesn't matter about your background, your life choices. It's all about being a human being, having a spare room, and being willing to change someone's life.
Wow, Sam, thank you. Really, thank you. Good to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed. Foster mum there, Sam, and of course responding to what we heard there from Mary. And Slough Fostering Services, like a lot of fostering services, would love to hear from you if you're thinking about it.